Second Chronicles chapter 20, I'll begin reading for you with verse 1. We're going to skip around for the sake of time. Second Chronicles chapter 20, verse 1, it reads, "It came to pass after this also, that the children of Moab and the children of Ammon, and with them other beside the Ammonites, came against Jehoshaphat to battle. Then there came some that told Jehoshaphat, saying, There cometh a great multitude against thee from beyond the sea on this side Syria. And behold, they be in Hazazon tomorrow, which is in Jedi. And Jehoshaphat feared and set himself to seek the Lord and proclaimed a fast throughout all Judah." We're going to move down to the 14th verse. It says, "Then upon Jehaziel, the son of Zechariah, the son of Benaiah, the son of Jael, the son of Mattaniah, a Levite of the sons of Asaph, came the Spirit of the Lord in the midst of the congregation. And he said, Hearken ye all Judah, and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem, and thou King Jehoshaphat, thus saith the Lord unto you, Be not afraid nor dismayed by reason of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours, but God's. And finally, the 17th verse said, Ye shall not need to fight in this battle. Sit yourselves, stand ye still, and see the salvation of the Lord with you. O Judah and Jerusalem, fear not nor be dismayed. Tomorrow go out against them, for the Lord will be with you." Just for a little while in your hearing, we'll use as a thought, the victory is in the bag. The victory is in the bag. And for a subtopic, let's give God an advance praise. Let's give God an advance praise. I said, the victory is in the bag. So let's give God an advance praise. Some of y'all might not be going through anything. Some of you all must not have any problem. There's no mail that comes to your house that are bills to pay. There's no doubt no trouble on your job. Because if there's trouble, if there are bills, if there are issues, nobody apparently has any aches or pains in their body. But I want you to know today that the victory is in the bag. The victory is in the bag. So let's give God an advance break. Well, you might not be able to praise him now, but maybe when we get to the end of the message, you might have praise on your mind. Life comes with its share of problems. In fact, the world that we know is full of it. The Word of God makes it clear of this very thing when it states in Job 14:1, man that is born of a woman is a few days and full of trouble. As your pastor, I've tried to stress this point to you almost every Sunday by reminding you of Psalm 34:19. Many are the afflictions of the righteous. Yet the scripture also provides a guarantee from God when it continues to say, but the Lord delivereth him out of them all. The righteous have a guarantee. So if you're not right with God, get right. Come on now. The last 2 years have been challenging, to say the least. The issues surrounding social justice and racism, the various killings of minorities, I'm not going to even list the so many that were killed. Climate change and global warming, people take this for granted. They don't seem to get excited about this. They leave it up to scientists to address. But Saints, Romans tells us that the creation is groaning. Then the COVID-19 pandemic. People's lives were changed. They were shut off from friends and family. Now people are gathering again in closed quarters in massive numbers. But people are still dying, whether vaccinated or not. Civil unrest. People rioting and protesting anything and everything. Mass shootings. This very week, multiple people were shot by a worker at a Kroger in Collierville, Tennessee. I thought that this was an isolated case in Tennessee. However, the news reported last night that this was the 10th mass shooting in Tennessee this year alone. People are not safe anywhere. We haven't even mentioned the wildfires in California, the flooding around the world, even in Waverly, Tennessee, the shortage of microchips affecting manufacturing and jobs, and let us not forget the housing crisis and market. In Springfield alone, the asking price to rent a house. I used to own this particular property, and I dared not even ask what they asked. But I have to look on Zillow the other evening, and they were asking, I sold this property. They asking $1,500 rent on short 19th, y'all. Further found out that a house on Cheatham Street this week sold for almost approximately $300,000 on Cheatham Street, y'all. Cheatham Street. Don't tell me we're in a crisis. Saints, many are the afflictions of the righteous. Yeah. But I want you to know that our victory is in the bag. Yeah. God made us a promise, but the Lord delivered him out of them all. In our text today, we find the people of God, the kingdom of Judah, and their king Jehoshaphat facing a dilemma. The first verse gives us a backdrop to the issue when it says, it came to pass after this also. The current threat to Jehoshaphat and his kingdom happened after his return to seek God, following his near death in battle when he had aligned himself with King Ahab of Israel to fight in Ramoth Gilead. You can read that in chapter 18. He had come near death when they were attacking him. He cried out unto the Lord. They stopped coming after him because of the grace and mercy of God. An arrow is shot into the air and it kills Ahab, lands in him. Everybody goes back home here by the skin of his chinny chin chin. The kids would say, he makes it out. Now, there's trouble again. There's a great multitude of people of Moab, Ammon, and others to fight battle against Jehoshaphat and Judah. This was a significant threat to Jehoshaphat, especially after his last experience in the field of battle with that narrow escape from death. Scripture said Jehoshaphat feared, meaning he was afraid. Fear was a natural emotion. But in Jehoshaphat's case, it was compounded as he remembered his own guilt by not consulting the Lord before he had aligned himself with Ahab. He remembered the word of the Lord from Hananiah, the seer. In 2 Chronicles chapter 19 and 2, he tells him, shouldest thou help the ungodly and love them that hate the Lord? Therefore is wrath upon thee from before the Lord. This is what has Jehoshaphat shaken and frightened. But Hananiah also followed that message of warning with a word of comfort. So many times there's warning for before destruction. But when God soothes you with a word of comfort, then you can hold on to that. And Hananiah continued in verse 3 of that chapter of 19. and tells him, nevertheless, even though you've done wrong, nevertheless, even though we failed God before, nevertheless, hallelujah, there are good things found in thee, and that thou hast taken away the groves out of the land, and hast prepared thine heart to seek God. Saints, I am so glad that God searched till he found some good in me and in you. But it's time and high time for somebody to prepare their heart to seek Jesus. Our text tells us that Jehoshaphat set himself to seek the Lord. He sets an example by his own personal devotion. Then he proclaimed a fast throughout all of Judah, fasting and abstaining from food for a period of time, expressed humility and total dependence upon God. Jesus himself explained in Mark chapter 9, verses 28 and 29, that prayer and fasting together were a source of significant spiritual power. They're weapons that we use. These things combined, they draw us closer to the heart of God. It don't make God do anything, but it draws us closer to the heart of God. And weaken the desires, the fleshly desires, as it aligns us with the power of God. So Judah, with their king Jehoshaphat, gathered together in the house of the Lord to seek him and ask for help. Jehoshaphat doesn't ask the priests to lead the prayer, but he stands in the assembly and leads them in prayer to God. He begins and say, O Lord God, our fathers, art not thou God in heaven? And rulest not thou over all the kingdoms of the heathen? And in thine hand is there not power and might, so that none is able to withstand thee? Art not thou our God, who didst drive out the inhabitants of this land before thy people Israel, and gave it to the seed of Abraham, thy friend, forever? And they dwelt therein, and have built thee in a sanctuary therein for thy name, saying, if when evil cometh upon us, as the sword, judgment, or pestilence, or famine, we stand before this house, and in thy presence, for thy name is in this house, and cry unto thee in our affliction, then thou wilt hear and help. Here we see that Jehoshaphat prays to God the word of God. Jehoshaphat is reminded of what his forefather Solomon had told after they had dedicated the temple, and realized that the words and the promises that God had made, he begins to reiterate them to God. It was almost as he were quoting 2 Chronicles chapter 7, 13 and 15 verses himself. And we remember what the Lord tells Solomon. He told him, if I shut up heaven, that there be no rain, or if I command the locusts to devour the land, or if I send pestilence among my people, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. But I like verse 15 that says, now mine eyes shall be open. We got to understand that the God we serve is always looking. He's always checking us out. He is always there. Not only is his eyes open, but the word said, my ears attend unto the prayer that is made in this place. We've got a God that always sees what you're going through, but he's listening to see if you're going to call out to him for assistance. Jehoshaphat ends his prayer with these words, for we have no might against this great company that cometh against us, neither know we what to do, but our eyes are upon thee. The problems and issues in this life continue to grow and multiply because we keep trying to handle it on our own. Somebody needs to realize that we have no might against the trials and tribulation in our world, as well as those that are to come. Our frail minds and bodies are not equipped to deal with global and spiritual wickedness. However, child of God, we serve the Lord. Hallelujah. That is always looking and always listening. He is our Savior and Deliverer, a present help in time of trouble, and our eyes should be upon Him, and we need to call upon Him. That's why the psalmist began to say, I will lift up my eyes unto the hill, from whence cometh my help. Oh, my help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. In our text, heaven gets the news. Heaven realizes and receives the prayer that has come from Jehoshaphat. And as heaven gets the news, we begin to read in the word of God that upon Jazeel, a Levite of the sons of Asaph, came the Spirit of the Lord. The Bible tells us that he dwells in the praises of his people. So as they begin to pray unto him, God began to get involved because he's looking and he's listening. And as the Spirit comes on Jehaziel, he begins to let him know three things of significance. He says, this is what the Spirit is saying. Be not afraid nor dismayed. In other words, don't get discouraged by this great army, by these great obstacles, by the issues in your life. Don't get discouraged and don't get afraid. He began to let them know, for the battle is not yours, but God's. He goes on to the second point. He tells them, tomorrow go ye down against them. You ought not be afraid to go to work. You ought not be afraid to walk in crows for fear of getting shot by a stray bullet. You ought not be in fear in your home. You ought not be afraid to come out here in the open air and give God a praise, because you ought to know that God has got your back, as Brother Jeff always say. You ought not worry about going here or there. And he tells them, tomorrow, don't you be worried. I want you to go ye down against them. But he tells them, ye shall not need to fight in this battle. Set yourself, stand ye still, and see the salvation of the Lord with you. Wherever I go, I take the Lord with me. Wherever I find myself, I'm not worried about getting taken out or getting shot down, because the Lord that's with me, I have committed to him my life, my body, my soul. And I just want to keep my life clean, as we said in that song, God is every day, because I want to go with him when he comes. Whatever way he takes me or whatever way he goes, I want to go with him when he comes back. But then Jehaziel tells them, finally, for the Lord will be with you. Somebody ought to realize and begin to be thankful when you understand that God is with you. Child of God, we're not out of here for nothing. We're praising God because he is yet with us. So many people have had numerous funeral after funeral, but God has blessed us, hallelujah, in all this 2 years. We've only had one funeral. Thank be to God, because God is a keeper if you want to be kept. So long as you praise him, so long as you acknowledge him, so long as you do his will, God will take care of you. When they heard the answer from God, they bowed with their faces to the ground, falling down and worshiping the Lord. Scripture said, that the Levites then stood up. They said, we done fell down in worship, but now it's time to get up and give God a praise. They got up because they were excited. They were happy. They knew that the victory was in the bag. And so they began to praise him. They were excited. They were so excited they got up early that next morning, getting ready to go down to meet their enemies. Somebody ought to get excited right now. If you've been having trouble on your job, you ought to get excited and get ready to go to work early to see what God is going to do. Somebody has been bullied at school. You ought to get up early tomorrow, ready to go into your school, into the classroom, into the cafeteria. They might have been trying to take your lunch. Hallelujah, but stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. I don't know what they're doing. You might have problem here, there, or otherwise. The doctor may have called you in to give you some news from some test report. Hallelujah, but be ready to go. Be ready and anxious to go because your victory is in the bag. They got up early that morning. Jehoshaphat stood before them and began to say, believe in the Lord, your God, so shall ye be established. Believe in his prophets, so shall ye prosper. You want to prosper, you do the will of God. You want to be an overcomer, you stand firm on his promises. As they got there, he began to consult them, and they began to talk. Since it was in the bag, they said, hey, let's get some singing together. Let's get some singers together. And we want to go out and praise the beauty of holiness. And to say, praise the Lord, for his mercy endureth forever. Y'all got it? Praise the Lord, for his mercy endureth forever. Y'all, can y'all say that? Praise the Lord, for his mercy endureth forever. Let's try it again. Praise the Lord, for his mercy endureth forever. One more time. Praise the Lord, for his mercy endureth forever. The Bible says they went out, and when they began to sing, see, there's something about giving God the praise. They had already prayed and fasted. They used two of their weapons. But the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God, to the pulling down of stronghold. But they pulled out another weapon. It wasn't a 357. It wasn't a 44. But they pulled out, hallelujah, praise ye the Lord, for his mercy endureth forever. They pulled out an advanced praise. They realized that we're not going to wait till the battle is over, but we're going to shout the victory now. I'm not going to wait till the doctor tells me I'm going to be all right, but I'm going to give him an advance, a shout, and say the victory is mine. I'm not going to wait till the bully gets thrown out of school, but I'm going to shout the victory is mine. I'm not going to wait until they fire an individual that be giving me trouble on the job, but I'm going to shout the victory now, because God is going to work it out. God is going to do it. The Bible says that when the people of God begin to sing, praise ye the Lord, for his mercy endureth forever, that the Lord calls the enemy, he set a surprise attack upon them, that they begin to shoot and kill one another. Hallelujah. Israel didn't have to fight. These Israelites didn't have to get in it. Judah didn't have to do anything but stand still and watch God work. All you got to do is stand still and watch God move. Watch God work on your behalf. Watch God fix it. Watch God do it. Hallelujah. We've been trying to do it ourselves too long, and we've been messing it up, but stand still and watch God work. Hallelujah, because he knows how to do it. Woo! They begin to shoot one another. Here they are. Every time they sung, oh, for his mercy endureth forever. For his mercy endureth forever. Dead bodies just piling up. For his mercy endure forever. For his mercy endure forever. For his mercy endure forever. When it was all over, dead bodies was everywhere. Sister Harris and I, we jump on a scripture all the time and say he'll do what? Exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think. Jehoshaphat was just praying to get rid of the enemy. But don't you know that after the enemy was dead and gone, the Bible says that they looked out there and there was cattle, there was money, there were goods. They went up and just began to get. Don't you know God has got more in store for you? Your enemy's been causing you problems. God gonna fix the enemy, but he's gonna give you some more stuff in addition. Hallelujah, you've been wanting things and God has got it. He said, I'm gonna do what you asked for and I'm gonna do some more. Oh, you've been asking for a blessing. Hallelujah, but I'm gonna bless you even greater than what you'd asked for. I'm gonna fix it. When God fixes it, it's fixed. When God comes through, it's over. Saints, the victory is in the bag. Weeping may endure for night, but joy comes in the morning. Trouble don't last always. But when we learn to tune it up, somebody need to learn how to say. Somebody need to learn how to praise him. Somebody need to know how to acknowledge him. For his mercy endure forever. For his mercy endure forever. Somebody ought to be able to shout hallelujah. Somebody ought to be able to shout the victory. Somebody be able to give God the praise. Praise ye the Lord, for his mercy endure forever. We have not because we what? Ask not. You're enduring trouble, problems, pain, because you won't open up your mouth. But it's not even in your mouth. Open your mouth. Because see, we're going to do this thing corporately. They got victory corporately in the message today. We're going to get our victory together today. Amen. Amen. If you're not outside of your car, get outside of your car right now. We're going to call on God because we want victory. I want victory for Sister Polly. I want victory for Brother Tim. I want victory for all the saints that are going through. Michael McKissick Jr. I want victory for the people of God. The devil is here trying to steal, kill, and destroy. But the Jesus I serve said, I'm come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. God is here to give us some life, y'all. You don't need to die in the way you are. Don't let the devil snuff you out. Don't let the devil step on you. But say, I'm coming out. I'm getting out of this car. And I'm raising my voice in praise. I'm giving God. Because the word said he's seeing and he's listening. The God that we serve ain't asleep. But our God is awake. He's looking upon us. And he's listening for us. And I don't know, but we're going to call him today. Hallelujah. We're going to pray today. Hallelujah, and we're going to praise him today. Because see, we want victory. And all we got to do is stand still and watch it happen. Stand still and watch it happen. Because God can't lie. He's promised. And it will come to pass. The word won't go out void. It will come to pass. But see, you got to be willing to give him praise. Now we're going to pray together. Now there's some prayer that we all know and we're going to pray together. We all know the Lord's Prayer. Amen. We're going to pray the Lord's Prayer because it covers everything. After we pray the Lord's Prayer, we're going to praise him. I want you to praise him like your life depended on him. I want you to praise him the louder you pray. I was this week, I walked the track. I'm going to tell this, and then we're going to pray. I walked Martin Luther King track, and as I was praying, the Lord began to give me something. And as he began to give it to me, I said, well, I hadn't intended to do with so many laps. But the Spirit hit me and said, now, if you want it done, you need to walk more, because every lap has an impact. So many times we don't get the full blessing. We don't get the full benefit because we won't put ourselves out. I say, oh, that's enough. No, if it takes more, it takes more. If you got to stay on your knees an hour, whatever it takes to get what you want from God, do it. Because see, you don't have to fight. You don't have to cuss, fuss to get victory. But all you got to do is pray and praise. And victory shall be yours. We're going to pray the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, everybody, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Now begin to shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. Begin to shout thank you, Jesus. Oh, begin to glorify the name of the Lord. Woo, the more you praise him, the better you'll feel. I don't know who's got a health problem, but praise him out of your health. Oh, hallelujah. I don't know what's going on in your life, but you know, hallelujah, praise your way out. Praise your way to victory, because the Lord is looking and he's listening. The Lord wants to know what's going on. The Lord wants to help. The Lord wants to come through. And while you're praying, and while you're praising, God's working it out out of the double sheet. Glory, hallelujah. Work it out, Lord. Hallelujah. We praise you. We honor you. We bless you. We love you, oh God. Great is our God and greatly to be praised. Hallelujah. If I was still preaching, I'd quote Psalm 113. Hallelujah. From the rising of the sun until the going down of the same, the Lord's name is worthy. He's worthy. He's worthy to be praised. Hallelujah to God. I praise you, oh God. I bless you, Lord. I love you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hey, glory. Woo, yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Let's do it. Two more minutes. Just keep praising. Can you give him two more minutes? Can you give him two more minutes of praise? If we were at the Titans game, we'd be hollering and screaming. Hallelujah. But this game is the game of your life. Holler and scream and give God the praise. Hallelujah. We love you. We love you. We love you, Jesus. We magnify you, oh God. Oh, your people need help. Your people need deliverance. Your people need joy. Hallelujah. You can provide it unspeakable and full of glory. Lord, deliver, heal, touch, strengthen, oh God. Strengthen, oh God. Deliver, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hey, hallelujah. Deliver, Lord. Heal, Lord. Provide victory, Jesus. Lord, we're coming for our loved ones, our friends. Hallelujah, Sister Minister Antoinette Taylor, Lord. Text us about her son and daughter, both with COVID. Lord, you can do it. Minister Tim Burns, he can't praise you, but we can praise you. Hallelujah, for our brother. Lord, look upon him favorably. Oh, yes, oh God. Lord, we're coming. Hallelujah. 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 Woo! Hallelujah! Glory, Lord, we bless you. Oh, we bless you, Lord. Hey, 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 hallelujah. Oh, we bless you, Lord. Save our children, Lord. Save our children, Lord. Save our children, Lord. We cry out to thee for our children, sons and daughters. Sons and daughters. They need your Holy Ghost. They need your covering. Lord, they need your guidance. Lord, we cry out for them, oh God. We stand in need, hallelujah, for deliverance. Lord, our family and friends that need to be saved. They need to know who you are, oh God. Oh, we praise in advance, how editable. Oh, hallelujah. Do it, Jesus. Do it, Jesus. Do it, Jesus, as we exalt thy name. Hallelujah. Neither is there salvation in any other. There's none other name. There's none other name. Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised. No other name, oh God. In the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow. Every tongue confess. Jesus Christ is Lord. Hallelujah. We bless you. We bless you. We bless you. We bless you. Touch, Lord. Touch, Lord. Touch, Lord. Heal, Lord. Heal, Lord. Heal, Lord. Save, Lord. Save, Lord. Save, Lord. Deliver, Lord. Deliver, Lord. Deliver. Woo, glory. Lord, hallelujah. Lord, hallelujah. Hey, hallelujah. Hey, glory. Woo, hallelujah. Hey, glory, hallelujah. Lord, bless. Lord, save. Touch. Keep our children safe in school. Bless, Lord, our saints on the job. Hallelujah. Lord, and where we find ourselves, when we go to Kroger's, when we go to all this, put a fence about your people. Protect, Lord. Hallelujah. Cover in the name of Jesus. Provide. Bless spiritually, physically, mentally, financially. Meet every need. Lord, as they delight themselves in you, give them the desires of their heart. Hallelujah. We praise you. We bless you. We praise you. We bless you. Praise ye the Lord for his mercy endure forever. Praise ye the Lord for his mercy endure forever. Praise ye the Lord for his mercy endure forever. Hallelujah. It's in your praise. Your victory is in your praise. If you're not victorious, you didn't praise him enough. Hallelujah. You think you owe him a little more advanced praise. Whenever you're going to buy a house, you have to give him earnest money. You got to give him a little down payment to let him know you're serious about it. That's what we're doing. We out here giving God a little down payment on the blessing that's coming. We let him know that we're serious about him. We're serious about getting close. We are concerned about our soul. Lord, I thank you. I'm going to let you go. We're going to say it three times. Praise ye the Lord for his mercy endure forever. We ready? Praise ye the Lord for his mercy endure forever. Praise ye the Lord for his mercy endure forever. Praise ye the Lord for his mercy endure forever. Hallelujah. Hey, glory. Hallelujah. What I say unto one, I say unto all, watch, give God the praise, and stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. God bless you. In Jesus' name.